Blog Talk Radio.
You're free. I'm free. I thank God that I'm free. Freedom. The Bible says that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage.
My Lord.
We just thank God for the anointing that has changed my life. I'm free.
Yes.
Welcome. You love him when I'm saying I'm free. He just be waiting. You all just be looking at me like, oh, she about to go in. She about to be so free and be excited. I remember one day I didn't say it. He said, wait a minute. You said if you ever say you're not free one day, there's a problem.
I had to go in and pray. Oh, man, I had to go in and war and pray. So my wife ain't free today.
I'm free.
Hallelujah.
I'm free. I decree over my life right now that I will not allow the enemy to stop me from receiving, stop me from walking, holding me back. I am free.
Amen.
Welcome. To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorothy Manning.
And we have a preacher.
And the pastor.
And we just want to say welcome. I'm excited. This Thursday is our new live show. So, you know, if you tune in Monday through Friday, those are repeat shows, you know, that we've run this year or the last few months. Give us the opportunity to go back. Because a lot of times we'll hear something that's just like a song. The first time we hear it, we just hear it, but when we take time to listen to it, then we can really get the understanding of what's being said and what's being taught.
Yes, and you know what? We listen to the shows that that we minister on these shows, and these shows minister to us.
Oh, they do. They really do.
My Lord, they do.
So I would suggest that you go back and listen to it. Some people, oh, if I see it, like even with a movie for me, if I watch it one time, you know, I don't watch it again. But when I go back, I saw a movie the other day, and it was the second time. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was in there. I didn't even see that in there. And I look at things totally different now. I'm looking to see what is it that I learned from it. What is the movie seeing? What more to it? So I'm more adept when I'm watching something these days. I'm watching a little more TV than often, so. It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
You have to spark up emotions as we're talking about today, mastering your emotions.
Oh, yes. I mean, mastering your emotions. You know, this is a series that we're going through. And when I tell you, everything that we preach, everything that we deliver, believe it, we have experienced it. We be thinking about these things. Oh, my God.
Oh,
we be thinking about these things, and we be studying.
Ooh, if you could be the paint on the wall.
Oh, my Lord. And I'm telling you. This series here, Mastering Your Emotions, this is not something that you just read about.
You just run through it. It's
something that you live. You live this. We are living it right now. And we thank God for the word of God. And we thank God, you know, for being so true in his word.
Amen, amen. If you just been tuned into the preaching of the pastor, we talking about mastering your emotions. And as I was saying earlier, that on Thursdays we have live shows, so the shows are new on Thursdays. So we thank y'all for tuning in this Thursday to our live show. Again, I always go back and just, I mean, so much that you can get from it and be fed. You know, we like chicken, but we don't just stop eating chicken. We might have chicken 3 or 4 times in a day. Because my husband loves chicken.
That's right. I'm a real brother that loves chicken.
I think everybody likes a little bit
of
chicken. All right, y'all, let's dive into this topic today, mastering your emotions. But we want to do something different this Thursday. We want to hear from you, the listeners, everyone that's tuning in. If you're logged on to Blog Radio, the Preaching the Pastor Show, give us a call here at 845-277-9213. We definitely want to hear about you and how have you had to master your emotions and, you know, understanding what it takes to master your emotions. And have you been in a situation and you were able to overcome it because you were able to control your emotions? Now, understand expressing our emotions, it's okay, you know, to express your emotions is in a healthy way, and learning how to express those emotions in a healthy way. So you just stop for a minute, take a deep breath, and connect with yourself. So, and identify your emotion. What is it coming from? What's stemming from this emotion? Which is what's causing me to react this way? And you have a choice to decide how you're going to react to that emotion. So accept and embrace your emotion. Give yourself permission to feel it and to express it. Express it in a healthy way. That is the key here. How do I express that emotion in a healthy way? That's very, very important. So we definitely want to hear from you all. Press 1. We want to open up. We're going to do Q&A as we're going to talk about our emotions. There are different emotions that we have. Now, having emotions is part of human nature, you all. It is human nature that we have these emotions. So there's no such thing as a bad emotion. It's important that we don't judge ourselves for feeling a certain way. So typically, we as women, we struggle to express our anger. So while men are not allowed, they don't allow themselves to cry. But there is nothing wrong with women being able to express their anger and for men to cry. I feel like if more men would just cry and release that, they would be able to be free. Like I was saying, be free, and allow yourself to be free and to express yourself. We listen so much to what society is telling us, but it's very important that we learn how to master our emotions. We will be more productive people in society. We have a better understanding of our walk in Christ, so we can learn how to master these emotions. Again, these emotions are happiness and sadness, anger, anticipation, fear, loneliness, jealousy, disgust, surprise, and trust. So we can master those emotions in a way that is healthy. And we're going to talk about what does the Bible say about these emotions, because you know, if you don't master them in a healthy, if you don't express them in a healthy way, they can lead to the 7 deadly sins that we were talking about on last Thursday, which is, you know, greed is one, which is the spirit of mammon, slothfulness, envy, pride, wrath, lust, is another. You know, so once we learn how to master these emotions, then we can prevent ourselves from ending up in a place that will cause us to lead a life that is full of sin. So we just thank God for today and being able to master those emotions as we talk about them. But I do want to give everybody else an opportunity to speak today. You know, I know my Aunt Sharon, I know she's on tonight, Sister Sharon Mackey, she's on tonight to be able to have an opportunity to express yourself. What is it that you're going through? to help somebody tonight. If we have Q&A questions here tonight, before we go deep down, you know, dive into the topic of master your emotions, if you press 1, we'd love to hear from you at this time as we're talking about master your emotions. Amen? Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know what? I press 1, so I want to be able to, to testify on one or two things about mastering my emotions.
Amen.
So, like I said a little bit earlier, amen, thank you for the opportunity. Like I said a little bit earlier when we came on the show, you know, we are having a series on mastering your emotions, the keys to mastering your emotions. And when you study something like this, what you're actually doing is you're studying yourself as far as your mind. You're studying yourself as far as your soul. You're asking yourself questions that you normally wouldn't even ask yourself. Okay, well, why did I make that decision? Or why did I do that? Why did I go there? Why am I feeling this way about this situation? You know, when you start to ask yourself that question, you know, you are doing something, you know, what we all should do. You're keeping yourself in check. You're keeping yourself in self-control and temperance, which is the very thing that God wants us to have. That's one of the gifts, one of the fruits of the Spirit. That's one of the gifts that Jesus Christ, that's why he died for us, so we can have an opportunity not to go off on the deep end, not to, because of, you know, a situation has showed up, you know, that you was not expecting, or maybe you was expecting a situation. You know, you're not supposed to just stay right there and just, you know, live in that situation. You're supposed to be able to look at that situation, deal with it accordingly how you know what to do, but most of all, use the word of God to be able to conquer your emotions. I'll say it a little bit deeper, to be able to conquer your fears, whatever it is that you're fearing, to be able to conquer those things that cause you to be angry, to be able to conquer those bad words that come out of your mouth and you speak them to one another. You even rehearse these words in front of the mirror, or you rehearse these words to yourself, you know, because of how you're feeling. You know, this is an emotion. You know, when you have emotions because, I don't know, maybe you was expecting more money to come in your paycheck and your paycheck is short than what it was supposed to because you didn't get all your hours. They didn't pay you for all your hours. And here come an emotion based off of, you know, you've been working out, you've been wanting to lose 2 or 3 pounds, and, you know, you stepped on the scale and you only lost 0.5 pound. You know, these emotions that cause all of that, you know, so that's what I really want to talk about. Here it is, I think it was a couple of days ago, I was, you know, up early, not very early, but I was up early enough, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and I go outside, you know, to start the car. And, oh, my God, I go out there to start the car. Now, I only have a few minutes to be able to get to work. I timed it just right. You know, I got up at this right here time. I, you know, did my personal hygiene. I did all that. My wife got me lunch ready for me. You know, I got my things. I made sure I had everything. Now, this is just enough time. I got about 20 minutes to get to work. And it only takes about 13 or 14 minutes to get there. But I gave myself 20 minutes. But now the car won't start. So now here comes this negative emotion. Here comes this affliction. Now, affliction, this is something that you was not expecting to happen. But then when it happened, it caused me to, you know, come outside of self. So now I'm worrying about things. It's all different kind of feelings. Oh, man, how am I going to get all? Oh, what am I going to do about this situation? What? Oh, I'm talking, it was just a lot of things, you know, that was going
going on at the time in my mind, because I was thinking about things, you know, how am I going to deal with it, and I only have a short period of time to make a decision. So here it is. Now I'm acting in a way that I normally don't act. You know, I'm saying things that I normally don't say. Do you know when you are in this kind of state of mind, do you know these negative thoughts or this negative feeling, these worries, whoever it is that's around you, whoever it is that's close to you, you feeling like that, you will say these things out loud. You will actually say it. You might even lash out at the person that's standing right next to you that had even nothing to even do with what you got going on. And they're going to defend themselves. You know, they are. They're going to defend themselves because, wait a minute, I wasn't feeling like this. Now, here's some affliction that showed up because something that you didn't do or something that you should have did or something that nobody had control over. So now these are emotions. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? So, you know, we're talking about, you know, mastering your emotions. Affliction is going to come. You are going to have things that's going to show up in your life that you do not want to be there, and it's going to cause you to be emotional. Not all emotions are bad emotions. You know, there are good emotions. But when these bad emotions show up and they keep on showing up, this is what I do. I try my best to keep my mouth closed, because if I can keep my mouth closed, you know, at least I can give myself a chance to think about what it is that I'm going to say. You know, when these negative emotions come over, this anger or this thing, this frustration, when it pops up, and when you open up your mouth and you let wrath, which is one of the seven deadly sins, when you let ill-spoken words come out of your mouth, look what you are doing. You are letting Satan use you. You're letting Satan use you. And I'll talk a little bit more about wrath. I'll talk a little bit more about ill-spoken words a little later. You know, but that's one of the things, you know, that happened. You know, so I try to keep my mouth closed, no matter if I'm thinking it or not. And it's like, you know, these words, like, they just want to come out. But that's one thing, you know, that I do. And I try to deal with it, you know, maybe a little bit later on, you know, when cool heads prevail, you know, when I'm a little bit more cool, or okay, well, now I done let a little time pass by. You know, it was worrying me at first, but I didn't let words come out, even though there's some things that I was thinking, but I didn't let it come out because I just kept my hand over my mouth. I just keep it closed, or maybe I, you know, walk down the street or whatever it is. But those are one of the things that I want to talk about, you know, is affliction. Affliction definitely would cause emotions. It would cause emotions. Now, if you do have your Bible with you, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Mark, and we'll start right here in chapter 4. We'll start here in Mark chapter 4. And I want to show you something here.
Mark chapter 4.
That I've been looking at. Yeah, Mark chapter 4, and we'll start right. You know what? Let's start right here at verse 1. We'll start right here in verse 1 because
chapter 4, verse 1.
Yeah, we'll start Mark chapter 4, and we'll start at verse 1. You know, and I was looking at this week, and I got a chance to see this, and I was like, you know what? I definitely want to share this. Now, we're talking about emotions, or we're talking about when trouble comes, or when trouble shows up, or when affliction comes. Okay. Verse 1, Mark chapter 4 and verse 1 says, and he began, talking about Jesus, and he began again and teaching by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude. So he entered into a ship, and he set it out in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on land. Now, this is Jesus. Here's a whole multitude of people, you know, had been gathered around. So he got out into the ship. He got out into a ship. It was maybe not like we know as a big old huge ship. You know, this is maybe a large size boat. A large size boat, maybe big enough to where 12, 13, 14 people or so, you know, can get on it. You know, they call it a ship. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, and two, it says, and he taught And he taught them many things by parables and saying unto them, saying it to them in his doctrine. And 3 says, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured up. 5 says, and some fell on stony ground, and it was some fell on stony grounds where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprung up because it had no depth of the earth. 6 But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it had withered away. And some fell on thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And 8 says, and other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, and sprung up, and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. 9 says, and he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. 10 says, when he was alone, there was about him this 12, it says 12 disciples. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done by parables. So now when I read this, I was like, okay, well, what was going on? How does this minister to me as far as, you know, dealing with emotion? Well, all according here to 6, he said there was a sower that goes out. So, you know, he's talking about, you know, like a farmer that was going out to plant some seeds. And these seeds that the farmer was going out to plant, you know, some of it fell. Some of the seeds had fell, you know, out. And he says, you know, how the fowls of the air had came, you know, and scooped them up and ate them up. And he says some of the seeds that the farmer went out to plant, or he went out to sow, it fell on stony ground. So I'm just imagining, you know, like a real hard ground, or a ground that, you know, that had rocks or something in it, but maybe a little bit of soil, you know, so the seeds, they still was, you know, able to grow, but they wasn't able to get rooted, you know, deep. But they still was able to grow. And he said some fell, you know, by thorns. So when he says thorns, I said, okay, well, maybe this was something like, I know, like flowers or some, we used to, in the country, we call them like stickers, or these bushes that have these thorns on them. Some fell on this, and these thorns or these bushes or weeds, you know, it choked out the seed, so they wasn't able to produce any fruit. And then he said some fell on good ground. So when I said that, when I read that part, when it says some fell on good ground, see, now this is talking about, you know, the seed. See, right here, this parable is talking about the seed, which is the word. See, the seed, he's talking about this farmer here. He uses depiction as in a parable as the seed is the word. Now, when you have the word of God, you have the word of God, and you take the word of God and you sow it. You sow it, or you plant it, or you read it, or you hear it, or you take it in, and you plant it down inside of it, or you hide it inside of it. You know, you have the word. You know, you got the seed. So every single time that you read the word and you trust the word and you believe the word, see, this is the seed that's being planted. You know, when you read, guess what? These words are in your mind. And these words are going around. You know, you're thinking about, you know, this word. We're talking about the word of God. Jesus Christ is the word of God. Now, when over here in 5, when he's talking about that old stony ground, he's talking about a heart, old stony heart. Have you allowed the word of God to deeply root and ground itself in your mind, in your heart? So when the time comes, or when affliction comes, you know, you have the word of God that's so deeply rooted inside of you, it'll govern your emotions. It'll govern that anger that pops up. It'll govern, you know, them ill-spoken words, you know, those words that want to pop up and come out of your mouth. Do you have the word of God, and have you allowed the word of God to root itself deep inside of you, so when the time comes or when affliction comes, or when negative feeling comes, or when anger comes, or the emotions pop up, you got the word of God that will keep these feelings, keep these words in check. Do you have that? When I saw that, I was like, well, okay. All right, Lord, I see what it is that you're trying to show me. Affliction will come, but make sure, you know, before affliction comes, that you have the seed that's planted down deep inside of you. You have the seed. You have the word of God that's living on the inside, that's rooting itself on the inside. You have Jesus Christ on the inside that have rooted itself and will not be moved. You will not say you will not curse. You will not say ill-spoken words. You will not do these things when you have your mind on Jesus, when you got Jesus Christ in your mind, when you got the word of God on your heart, so you won't say these things. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? I didn't get up early enough. I got up in just enough time to be able to get to work. So that means I didn't get up early enough and get my mind on Jesus. I didn't get up early enough and read the word of God. I did not get up early enough and plant the seed before the affliction showed up. I was like, my Lord, okay, I understand. I understand the reason why that I have these negative emotions, because I'm not planting the seed, getting up early enough. I'm not starting my day off like my day's supposed to start. I'm not setting my day. See, when you don't set your day, you're just going to go try to experience a day. So what's going to happen when the affliction comes? Because most days that we see always have affliction. So what do? You will do one of these things. You will speak the wrong things. You will act the wrong way. You will end up in pride. You will be greedy. You will be lustful. You will envy something. You will have emotional eating habits. You will be relentless, you know, to work or to make an effort or a decision. Amen.
If you just can tune into the Preaching and Pastor Show, amen, to what you're saying, Pastor, there, as we're talking about mastering your emotions, it's so important. And you said something there about setting your day. A lot of times we get so distracted or we'll allow, you know, not, you know, for me, I won't leave the house until I've prayed and I've gotten to my word. That's me setting my day. You know, making sure that I pray, you know, and I want to ask this question to someone that's listening right now. You know, when we talk about the word of God and, you know, when you hear the word of God, what emotion? Because that's an emotion that comes over me when I'm reading the Bible, when I'm in prayer. That's an emotion that takes place within my body, within my soul, within my spirit.
Right.
That's an emotion. So I want to ask that question to someone out there that's willing to be a part of this show today, this conversation, this topic. What emotion does the word of God give you or bring to you when you hear the word of God, because there's an emotion that we have. And so press one, we want to hear from you. You know, when you first got into Christ, what emotion did you feel? You know, what was going on in your head, in your mind, and how did you feel when you decided to give your life over to God? What emotion was taking place in you? Pastor, when you hear the word of God, what emotion for you is it that you feel when you have it? Remember, when we talk about emotions, you all, you know, emotions of happiness, sadness, anger, anticipation, fear, loneliness, jealousy, disgust, surprise, and trust. So what emotion, Pastor, did you have?
You know what? When I made the decision that I was going to live, you know, a life according to how God intended for me to live, you know, it was the emotions, it was the things from the past that just kept popping up, that kept trying to drag me back. You know, here it is, you know, I was a person, I'm a guy, so I'm just going to be honest about it, cussing around one another, you know, just saying cuss, trying to express myself how I feel, using cuss words to express how you feel. Yeah, that was one thing that I did stop, and I stopped that for some time ago. And it's just like all the time, every time something happens, it looked like that want to pop up. It's like, you know, you want to say a cuss word because, you know, that's what you've been doing. You've been hanging around your friends. You've been listening to the cussing. Then now you mm-hmm. want to just mimic, or you want to act like, or you want to say the same thing,
yeah,
all according to the people that you hang around.
Ah,
yeah, so, you know, those words, yeah, those words, mm-hmm. those cuss words, they had rooted themselves, you know, down deep.
Jesus.
And to my understanding, before, you know, I got into the Word of God, before I started, you know, trusting in God and reading it, you know, I thought that, you know, every time, you know, something happened, you know, say a little cuss word, you know, you get it off of your chest and, you know, going on about your business, but not knowing that, no, that's not for you. That was dragging you right back into all that, what we were talking about earlier, dragging you right back into all that affliction.
My God.
Because when I was when I was using those when I was having those emotional feelings and I was using cuss words, then guess what? The person that I was using cuss words with, I was feeding them some cuss words. They were feeding me back some cuss words. They were feeding me, and I was feeding them cuss words. So now, you know, it came a competition. Let's see who can feed the other one more, the most cuss words, and rehearse them and put them together and make it, you know, to see who can break the other one down the fastest. Oh, my God.
Jesus. Jesus.
And yeah, so it's
important that we ever
drag me.
Yeah,
that's
it's also
right.
important
that's
that we
right.
learn how
that's
to master our emotions. Yeah, that's why it's important that we learn how to master our emotions so that we can, it's okay to have emotions, but to learn how to express it in a healthy way. So that would not be a healthy way. That would become a toxic situation between the two people that's involved. So learning how to master those emotions, then you will learn how to express them in a healthy way. There's nothing wrong with having an emotion, you all. There's nothing wrong with having an emotion, but what effect does that emotion have on you? So we're going to talk more about, you know, well, as we talk about emotions, what are the most common mistakes that we make when dealing with our emotions? We're going to talk about that because a lot of times we won't even allow ourselves to express, some of us, our emotions. And I'm one of those people, I like peace. I like to keep peace. So a lot of times I will not express how I'm truly feeling at that time because I want to keep the peace. So we're going to talk about how do we keep the peace at the same time and express our emotions, you know, because we all want to be heard. And we do have a caller that wants to elaborate on the topic today. Your last four digits of your number is 2274. We're going to bring you right in. Caller, you're on right now, the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. Well, when I first decided to give my life to Christ or try to get closer to Him, whenever I would go on my word, I would usually feel eagerness because I would be eager to get close to the Lord and change from old ways so I can become new and clean and be more peaceful and happy.
Amen. As we were talking about mastering your emotions, the caller is saying, what, you know, the question was, if you just can't tune in, is what emotion does the Word of God do to you? What emotion does it give you? And the caller is expressing it. She became more excited, I guess you're saying, you know, anxious, anticipation, and happy about getting closer to the Word of God, you know, getting closer to God and being drawn near whenever she heard the Word of God and decided to, you know, give her life over to God. You know, she starts feeling these emotions. Okay, thank you so much, caller. God bless you.
And you know what?
So how does
She's
that
exactly
feel?
Right. She's exactly right because, you know, when she got the Word of God or when she got the understanding of what the Word of God meant to her, not all emotions she just expressed, not all emotions are negative. Not all emotions
exactly.
are negative. So she's exactly right about that. You know, she had a positive outlook. She had a positive thought. She had positive, positive decisions.
Right. Let's understand this, you all, again. Having emotions is part of human nature. There is no such thing as bad emotion. Understand, there's not a such thing as a bad emotion. It's what you do with the emotion.
Uh-huh.
You know, once you have the emotion, how do you express yourself from what you're feeling? So there's not a such thing as a bad emotion. Those emotions, happiness, sadness, anger, anticipation, fear, loneliness, jealousy, disgust, surprise, trust, is not bad. I just want to get that to understand when we have these emotions, it's not bad. What results from it? How do you handle your emotions? How do you master your emotions so that it doesn't lead to something else? So once we get the understanding that, oh, I have this emotion, does not mean that I'm a bad person or it's bad because I have this emotion. It's not bad because you feel fear. It's not bad because you're angry. It's not bad because you have anticipation. It's not bad that you feel lonely. It's not bad that you feel jealous. What are you doing with that jealousy? Why are you jealous? So if we can deal with the root of, you know, the problem that's causing you to have the emotion, then you'll know how to express it in a healthy way. So we're going to just talk about, you know, dealing with, like, for me, the emotion that I felt when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and when I hear the word of God, it brings happiness, it brings trust, it brings anticipation. I'm always anticipating what God is going to do next. I'm always anticipating, you know, that moment and being filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm always anticipating, you know, in my walk with Christ. So it brings about all these different emotions, and it's okay, you all, to be able to have the emotion, but how are you expressing the emotion and making sure that we are expressing that emotion in a healthy way? And that's why it's so important with this show, understanding that we are expressing ourselves in a healthy way, because even Jesus got angry. But the Bible says, don't be angry where it leads you to sin. Don't stay angry. Don't let the day end and you're still angry. So don't let your emotions of anger cause you to sin. Yeah, I hope we all understand what I'm saying. If you have any questions, press 1. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. If you have any questions about what was just said, because I know a lot of times people, they beat themselves down because, oh, I got mad or I got angry. Lord, forgive me. But no, it's not a problem with you being angry or having that emotion. But what are you doing with that emotion? You know, how are you expressing, you know, yourself with that emotion? Are you able to, you know, evaluate what's going on and why you're feeling that way? And you know, what are you going to do? Because you have a choice. You have a choice to do something with the emotion or decide, you know what, I'm not going to even take it that far. I'm not even going to go there because I've been angry in a situation. I've been upset in a situation. But I decided, what am I going to do with this emotion? I decided to calm myself down. I decided to stop for a minute. I decided to take a deep breath and connect with myself and say, come on. Wait a minute, you're better than this. You know, when you have that emotion of anger, when you have that emotion of disgust, or when you have that emotion of fear, you know, or loneliness, you know, you can talk to yourself. You can think yourself happy. You can think yourself how you want to, no matter what the emotion is. You can come out of that thing. You have that ability. Amen?
Put a period right there. Put a period right there, Pastor, because I want to ask you a question. There's been some times to where you and I, you know, we would have conversations, and the conversation, you know, is all about, you know, communicating, but not just, you know, I'm talking at you or you're talking at me. It's about when you communicate, are the words that I'm saying, is it reaching the place where it was supposed to reach? Is it reaching play? Is the words that I'm saying, are they effective? Are they effectively causing us to be in an agreement? Or is my words effectively causing us to continue communicating with each other? Because all the time, not all the time, and I'll get to the question today, not all the time things that my wife say I agree with. And not all the times the things that I say my wife agrees with. You know, because we have to realize, you know, emotions, everything that's inside of you that comes out of you is going to be words. What else can come out of your mouth? Can anything, you know, come? I know spit can come out and all that. I'm not talking about that. But what else, when you open up your mouth and you make a sound, what is that sound making? What are you saying? What are you saying to one another? So my question to you, beautiful wife, is when you have these negative feelings, or when you have positive feelings, can someone tell you a thing? Like, can anyone, not talking about me, I know I can tell you something, but can anyone say something like I have an express an opinion, and can you receive, can you hear what someone is saying to you? Because if you have a negative mindset already, or you have already before they, you know, have expressed what they're going to express, and you already have a negative mindset on it, you know, can you really hear on what they're saying?
You're asking me that question?
That's not a personal question, but I'm just asking, can you hear?
Oh, I can.
Yes, you say you can? Okay.
I just asked
you that question because if you don't realize that the words that come out of your mouth or the words that come out of someone else's mouth, you know, just like I said a little earlier, this is seed. Words are seeds, and words contain whatever it is that you're trying to, you know, give off. You know, a seed, it contains something on the inside. You know, once you put it down in the soil and you water it and it gets the light that it needs and get all the nutrients that it needs, the seed is going to grow. It's going to grow. But if, like over here in Mark chapter 4,
amen,
if it fall on some stony ground, if it fall on a hard heart, or if it fall on a deaf ear, I didn't receive that word. So because I didn't receive that word from you, or I'm not going to receive that word from you, how can it grow, or how can it penetrate, or how can we communicate if I can't hear you? We cannot communicate if I can't hear you.
Jesus.
So I'm just saying that,
amen,
you know, just to say this here about words. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the words tonight. We thank God as we continue to talk about mastering your emotions. We're just tuning into the preaching, the pastor show. We're talking about mastering your emotions, and it's so important because every day we deal with either our own emotions, or our spouse, or our children, or our friends, or our family members. You know, not only do you have the emotion, but then you have to deal with their emotions, they got to deal with your emotions, you know, and how we handle it. Are we mastered? Are we effective, you know, in expressing our emotions in a healthy way? So I want to go over to Judges, I mean the Bible, the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. And I'll read it here to you all. Again, that's the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, as we're talking about mastering your emotions here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. So the Bible says in Numbers, chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, so all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children shall become victims? Would it not been better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. So now they're dealing with their emotions right here. So when they So here we look at the scripture in Numbers 14, 1 through 4. When the chorus of despair went up, everyone joined in. So their greatest fears were being realized, losing their perspective. The people were caught up in the emotion of the moment, forgetting what they knew about God's character. So what if the people had spent as much energy moving forward as they did moving back? Think about it, because now they're operating in their emotions. So they could have really truly enjoyed their land. Instead, they never even entered it. So when a cry of despair goes up around you, around me, and whoever, consider the larger perspective before you join in. You have better ways to use your energy than to complain, as we're talking about emotions. So this emotion that they were having caused them to complain, causing them to cry, causing them to go back instead of going forth, causing them to look at God and say, why would you do this to us, God? Now they're passing judgment on God because you brought us out just to kill us, to kill our children, because they're emotional. They become emotional in their situation. So if we don't learn how to master our emotions, we'll begin to move and say things out of character, out of time. You know, we'll say things in the wrong time, in the wrong setting, and so we'll end up messing up. We were talking about, what was it last week? On Sunday I preached Watch Your Mouth. So these emotions would cause us to say things. Like my husband say, back then he would be cussing. He would get these emotions. Somebody would say something and it would cause him to cuss. You know, a lot of us still dealing with that cussing spirit. You know, we get emotional. We start feeling angry or feeling upset or jealous, having the spirit of jealousy. And here we go. Now we're talking. Now we're saying we're planting bad seed. Now we're cussing. We're cussing, you know, and you're cussing and you're cursing. So then you're cussing and you're cursing. Your life, your children's life,
that's
the people
right.
that you're, the
that's
person
right.
that you're angry with. So we have to learn how to control our emotions and master those emotions. Again, it is not bad. It's not bad to have an emotion. That is our human nature. We're going to feel all kinds of emotions. And I want to talk about for a minute here some of the common mistakes when dealing with our emotions. And we're talking about being able to have the emotion and understanding this human nature. And, you know, and we as women learning how to, you know, be able to express ourselves when we get angry. You know, a lot of times we, you know, we're women, we feel like we can't be angry, or it's not woman-like, or you hear that, it's not lady-like, you know, to operate that way or to be angry. And for men, you hear that even as boys. Boys don't cry. A man ain't supposed to cry. There's nothing wrong with women, you know, being angry and a man crying. It's not. You know, because we begin to limit ourselves, and, you know, when we're operating that way to be free and to be able to have a, you know, have healthy emotions, express ourselves in a healthy way. So another problem is ignoring and repress our emotions. You know, turning a blind eye to our emotions won't make them disappear. So if we need to cry because we're feeling sad, but we stop our emotions for whatever that reason is, that need will still be there. So we don't let the emotion out. It may cause problems later. Some people have lost their mind because they refuse to allow themselves to feel the emotion, because a lot of people tell you, oh, don't cry, oh, you can be strong. If you weak, be weak in that moment, and just, I tell people, let it out. You know, let it flow. If you feel weak, be weak and get back up again. If you fall and get back up again, but deal with that emotion, because if not, it will deal with you. So if you don't deal with it, it can cause all the problems like insomnia, lack of concentration, discomfort, physical symptoms. It can lead to the seven, you know, deadly sins of being greed, of gluttony, you know, or slothfulness, because you haven't dealt with that emotion. You know, it'll lead to envy and pride if you don't deal with that emotion. So, you know, let them explode. Let's talk about letting them explode. Then it's happened to every one of us that we got to the point that we have exploded. Like, you suppressed that thing so much, and then you exploded. So you have a terrible day in the office. You have a, like my husband said, he started his day, he had everything planned out, and got to the car, and the car would not start. So now you have already, then you got this emotion, you're upset, you're, whatever your emotion is, and then you've declared the whole day to be a bad day. You know, don't do that. Because uh-huh. Guess what? Then you're going to have, then you set your day to be a bad day. So it's all these things are, you know, going on. As well. So then you got this massive argument, you know, at your house, at your home, something happened at work, somebody said something on the phone, and you, now it's going, now you're lashing out that like my husband said, the person that's next to you, even your children, they'll come, mama, get out of here. The child ain't did anything because now you're not mastering that emotion. Now the baby crying because the baby ain't do nothing, and, you know, then the baby upset because all the baby want to do is show you the picture that they drew of you in the heart to tell you how much they love you. But you didn't cuss the baby out for nothing. You know, shut it out. And, you know, because your emotion, because, you know, so we have to be able to master these emotions. Now, when emotions are released without control, they can be very hurtful. You know, your mouth is a powerful weapon. You said something to your child. You said something to your wife. You said something to your husband because of this emotion you're feeling. Then you really hurt that person. Whether they say it or not, words cut to the core. They cut to the core.
Right.
So they may, you know, so if we don't control our emotions, you know, they may cause many problems in our relationship, in our marriage.
Effect.
An everlasting effect, you are. I know it's some things that, you know, somebody would tell you, you said this to me, you're like, I did, I'm so sorry. And it affected that person for years and years and years. And you're thinking, oh my God, I didn't even know that it had that kind of effect. So, for example, if my way of expressing my anger is by constantly starting a fight. Some people, when they get angry, they want to start a fight. The other person will burn out sooner or later, and it won't feel much better. Most likely, it will. I will end up, or the person will end up feeling frustrated and confused about why, you know, why are we arguing so much, or what's going on, what is causing this, because we have not mastered our emotions. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know what? We have started this series. This series has been so great. So now we have to give you the answer. Because I know even right now we're having this right here. You know, I'm going to give you the answer. Give you the answer. The answer to mastering your emotion is use the word of God. Verbal. I'm talking about you got to speak the word of God. When when your husband says something to you and you know that some words about to come out of your mouth that is going to lash out at him, use the word of God. Use the word. I'm not talking about, you know, just thinking that, you know, use the word of God. Wait a minute, husband. And you use the word of God. Use in the name of Jesus. This is the key. This is how you do it. And I know right now people think, well, nobody can do that. That's not real. Nobody can do that. But have you tried it? Have you tried using the word of God? Have you tried it? Instead of saying a cuss word, have you tried in the name of Jesus? Instead of you saying, you know, the A, B, C, D words, have you ever used the J word? Mm-hmm. Have you ever said Jesus? Have you ever said Jesus? Because if you ain't tried it, you cannot say that it don't work. You cannot say that the word of God don't work. Because the word of God works. The word of God works. I've tried it, and the more I try it, and the more I try it, even right now, you know, when I'm driving down the road and someone cuts me off or someone, you know, stops on the brakes so hard, the first thing that used to want to come out was a cuss word. But because, you know, I've been reading the word of God so much, now what I do is I begin to speak in tongues. And I find myself doing that. Now it became a habit. It became a habit. Somebody cut me off, and then I'm speaking in tongues. So what I'm doing is I'm using the gift that God gave me, a very powerful gift, you know, speaking in tongues instead of cussing. That means I'm not choosing the ill-spoken word. I'm choosing to use the gift that God gave me, which is Jesus Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, which is a tongue that's able to communicate for me. And I use it, and then, you know, I don't think right after I use, you know, whatever word that I came out, because I don't know what I said, but I know I made it a habit that I use that word instead of using the cuss word. And my day goes on, and, you know, I can find myself, you know, singing again. I can find myself happy again. I'm talking about immediately.
Amen.
Immediately.
Amen.
When you receive the word of God, immediately use the word of God. Immediately use the word of God when affliction comes. When emotions come, immediately use the word of God, because I can guarantee you, when you use the word of God or you don't use the word of God, when emotions come, immediately Satan comes. He comes to take the word of God out of your mouth. Amen.
Amen. Just to tune into the preaching, the pastor, we're talking about mastering your emotions. And we'll give you some, you know, using the word of God and learning how to, you know, really master emotions. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we close out. I'm going to give you all some points here. But I want to go to the scripture right quick in the Bible in Job 1. You can just write it down. You don't have to go to it later. Job 1, Job chapter 1, verse 20-22, it reads, and Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. So when we look at this, Job did not hide his overwhelming grief. He had not lost his faith in God. Instead, his emotions showed that he was human and that he loved his family. So God created our emotions, you all, and it is not it's not sinful or inappropriate to express them as Job did. So if you have experienced a deep loss, disappointment, or a heartbreak, admit your feelings to yourself and others and grieve. Allow yourself to be able to have the emotion, but learning how to master that emotion is the thing. Job had lost his possession and family in the first of Satan's test, but he reacted rightly toward God by acknowledging God's sovereign authority over everything God had given him. And Satan lost his first round. Job passed the test and proved that people can love God for who he is and not for what he gives. And a lot of us are stuck in that place. If God don't give it to me, you know, allow the emotions in, I might as well this, and I'm just going to cuss God. And, you know, is it really a God? Because we allow emotions to take over us. So let's talk about expressing ourselves in a healthy way as we close out here, as we're talking about mastering our emotions. For any emotions, let me tell you what helps me. Reading the Word of God. Writing is a super therapeutic way of releasing emotions. Me and my husband, we do a lot of writing. You'll find notebooks and tablets and expressing yourself and writing down. Write whatever you're thinking. Don't worry about the grammar. Write whatever comes to your mind. There's nothing wrong in writing swear words or political incorrect content. Just write it down. Get it out because it allows you to express yourself. So that way you're not harming or hurting anyone, but it allows you to get that out. And a lot of times it helps. It's very therapeutic. Try it. So whatever you write here is for you and your emotional health, and no one else has to see it. So if you don't want to keep what you wrote, you can just cross it out. You can destroy it. You can throw it away or tear it up. Anger, dealing with anger, and physical exercise is a great relief to be able to release anger. Taking a walk, riding a bike, it helps. My husband likes to ride a bike. A lot of times it just really clears your mind if you walk. I don't know, something about being outside and, you know, being outside in the environment and, in nature and just walking, it really helps to clear your mind, you know, just having an exercise. And sadness, when dealing with sadness, you know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. To say the way to express sadness is crying. But let yourself be sad and cry. At least that. Don't hold that in. If it doesn't sound very appealing, but it is necessary. We don't want our sadness to stay inside us and hurt us. Release it. Cry. Let it out. Scream. Shout. Let it out. And sometimes you maybe just need to be alone in silence and rest and listen to your body and give it what it needs. Our body speaks to us. It tells us what we need. Sometimes we need to just cry. Sometimes we need to just get alone. Sometimes we just need to scream, and it's okay. Release it. When you're dealing with fear, having confidence in our ability to deal with any situation is a key to calming our fears. So most times fear takes over because we think we won't be able to deal with whatever problem we're worried about. So if somebody leaves, us, or I might as well break up or go right now because they're going to hurt me anyway. It's not going to work out anyway. So we're in fear of what may happen and if we can deal with it. So fear can be handled more easily when we share it with someone that we trust. Talk to someone about what you're fearing. Talk to your mate. Talk to your mate so you can deal with it. It helps talking about it and feeling it was, and having the support from someone. So, but if we don't want to share it with anyone else, you can also have a inner conversation with yourself. I have conversation with me all the time. What is it really that you're dealing with? What are you afraid of? You know, and dealing with that thing head on. So take the time out to deal with your emotions. Amen. God bless you. We have a couple of minutes as we wrap up here. I just want to let you all know on Mondays we do Monday mornings at 6 a.m. We have intercessory prayer. It would be great if you all can join us. Love, do you have a number for intercessory prayer? I think it's the 732-434 number. Because that's a new number for us. What is that number?
It's 732-432-434-2510.
Amen. That's our Monday intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Join us on Mondays. Wednesday is Bible study here on the Preaching the Pastor Show at 7 p.m. is our Bible study here on the Preaching the Pastor Show at 845-277-9213. And then Thursday is a live news show broadcasting of the Preaching the Pastor. And then Sunday service at 2 p.m. here on the Preaching the Pastor at 845-277-9213. Pastor, if you want to go ahead and wrap up the show, we thank you all for listening. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. We have food for thought for tonight. Oh, what a great show. Food for thought for tonight. Wives and husbands. Wives and husbands.
Jesus.
Boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah.
Friends of all kinds. Just, I want two. I want you and your partner to exercise. And I want you to exercise two things. I want you to physically exercise. I want you to use the strength of your husband to help you get down on the ground and get up again. Trust him. Wives, I want you to use the strength of your husband. Husbands, I want you to use the strength of your wives to get down and get back up again. Trust him. Trust in one another. Exercise together. Don't just physically exercise. Exercise, you know, in this word. Exercise your mind. tell each other, you know, this is what caused me to come unravel. This, and then when this, you say this, or when we say this, this caused me to come unravel. So, you know, let's work on, you know, saying words. Let's exercise that way. And exercise by using the Word of God, by reading the Word of God. Those three things, exercise, partners, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, partners of all kinds. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you. May God continue to strengthen our listeners on tonight, your family, your loved ones, and all that you're concerned about. We pray, Heavenly Father, right now for divine intervention, Lord God, that you would intervene in every situation and circumstance. All the callers on the line tonight, those that are logged into the website, Lord God, touch every heart, Lord God, and every mind. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for divine help and healing right now and your protection
you,
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the precious blood of all that are listening on tonight over your home, your car, all that you have. And all that you will have is protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment God shall condemn. For this is your inheritance. Receive your inheritance as we do so here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. God bless you. Peace be unto you right now. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about
yes,
it. Amen. Y'all have a good night. God bless you. Sweet dreams, you all. Love you, honey. God bless you.
Yes, I love you too.
Come on, put your hands together.